Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Final segment of the second hour. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. And we welcome back on KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusumano. Frank, happy Monday.
Good to be with you. I know I'm doing a little better than you because you got to watch that Buffalo Bills painful loss. It was so exciting down the stretch. And you never see Josh Allen make a bad play at the end of a game. That was tough.
It was tough. But Frank, I mean, given that opportunity, I'm still going with Josh over Mike Bagley.
Yes, I would not argue. Yes.
Yeah, and I was telling them I'm dry. I finally dried. The only thing still wet from the game are my gloves. I got to throw those in the dryer when I get home. But
just imagining it on that final drive? Did it almost stop raining for just a little stretch?
It did. The last like 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, we had a lull in the rain, but of course, for the walk back to the car, Frank, it ramped right back up. But we did have a little bit of a lull. But you know, that after Sunday, we kind of have a clear picture of what the NFL playoffs are going to look like, and we're just, I think, two teams are playing for, well, four teams are playing for two spots this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm particularly excited about the Sunday night game. I host a show on an NBC affiliate, KSDK, and that final game, Ravens and Steelers, I can't picture any right-thinking American not watching that game, you know, to determine the final playoff spot in the NFL playoffs.
Oh, you know, my eyes will be on it. You know, we look at the seeding, and it makes for exciting, right? We got the Panthers, Bucks on Saturday. We got the Ravens, Steelers playing for a spot. It's either in or out. But, you know, the NFL's got to do something because the Bucks nor Panthers should be hosting a playoff game while the Niners or Seahawks are playing on the road.
Yeah, it's a difficult call because you want to, you know, reward the team that wins the division, but this year you're going to have two division winners that don't need to be rewarded. But I see where you're coming from.
As we move on, you know, the Bills, it took them to the second half to actually do something yesterday. Missouri just could not get things going against UVA. It was a game of struggles in the Gator Bowl.
And I got to tell you, Joe, it was unbelievable on how many things could go wrong on a single play. So it was fourth and two with the two-minute warning approaching. And what they should have done is they should have let it go to 2 minutes, think about what they're going to do, and then run the play. So that was mistake number one. Mistake number two is the best player on their team and one of the best players in America, Ahmad Hardy, was not on the field for the fourth and two. Okay, that's mistake number two. Mistake number three is Jamal Roberts, their second best offensive player, did not see the ball on a fourth and two. That's mistake three. Mistake four is they allow a passing quarterback who's not particularly athletic to run the ball on the most important play of the game. Mistake four. And then mistake number five is that quarterback on a fourth and two goes out of bounds. Now, look, I know you don't want the quarterback to be hit, but when it's fourth and two and the game is on the line, you don't mind if your quarterback is smashed to smithereens as long as you get the first down. I mean, I don't know how many things can go wrong on one play, and it just kind of summed up the evening for the Mizzou Tigers at the Gator Bowl.
I think you, Frank, just pretty accurately explained some of the frustration that Mizzou fans endured down the stretch there. What my question is for you is, you know, we get another game where we see Matt Zollers, you know, what he looked like. The Mizzou offense wasn't really able to do much. Zollers barely passing for over 100 yards. Where are you at on the direction in which the Tigers should take as far as quarterback next year? Do you think they will or should stick with Zollers, or do you expect them to do some dipping into the portal?
Well, there's no way. there's no way you can say from here on out, Matt Zellers is our starting quarterback, and we'll go to the portal to get a backup. Yeah, Matt Zellers had a chance to control his own destiny. I mean, if he lit it up at the Gator Bowl, fine. Go get a fifth-year guy to back him up. But now you have to get every piece of every dollar you have and get the best player out of the portal to be your quarterback. There's no way you can go into next season with Matt Zellers as your starter and expect to win in the SEC. Now, I don't want to be critical of the young man. He's only 18 years old, and he may be fine when he's 21. But there's just not many true freshmen or even like second-year quarterbacks thriving in the SEC.
Frank, obviously, tonight, I came to work decked out in Saber stuff, so we have to talk about the Blues hosting the red-hot Buffalo Sabres, looking to make it 9 straight. What are you looking for in this game tonight?
Well, you know, the good news is the Blues are playing their best hockey. I know they're running into a Sabres team in a groove, but I like what I've seen out of the Blues in the last couple of games. They had a really nice victory on Saturday night against an equally hot Nashville team. And you have a good player named Pavel Buchnevich, who has not played well all season, now starting to feel it. He had 2 goals. This would be a big moment for the Blues. You know, Joe, despite everything that has gone wrong for the Blues, as of yesterday, they were 1 point out of the final playoff spot. So this is a big game for the note tonight. There's no doubt about it.
And then after all of that, Frank, things are starting to look in the right direction. You're getting healthy. Kyrou and Snuggie come back. And now Pugh Suter is going to be out for at least 4 weeks. They just cannot catch a break.
Yeah, that was tough news to get on Sunday that he's not going to be around for a while. But, you know, when you hit Snuggaroo and you have Kyrou back, that's big news.
Frank, final question. Well, final one for me. The Cardinals, what are their plans at first base? As you know, Ethan talked about how warm it was a few days ago, and he was ready for baseball. So what are the Cardinals doing at first base?
Well, I don't think it's a big move here. I mean, it's going to be Alec Burleson, who is really a terrific offensive player, and he works like a dog. I think he can be fine at first base. The problem is, if you move him to first, then you either have an opening in left field at a DH, and if you look at that Cardinal roster right now, there's just not enough hitters. I mean, you can't rely on Lars Nootbaar, who's coming off double heel surgery. Jordan Walker and Victor Scott have not hit. So, I mean, you're losing a really good offensive player in Wilson Contreras. So they're going to have to find – and he said, Heim Bloom said on Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX yesterday, we need to find another at-bat, another bat. And I would not be shocked if they don't kick the tires on Harrison Bader, the former Cardinal who's 31, and he's coming off a terrific offensive player. That's the kind of guy you're going to bring in. You won't bring in a big name, a huge expensive bat, but a guy like Bader may be interesting. He's certainly better than what they have now.
It feels, Frank, up to this point, at least from my perspective, that Heim Bloom is backing his words that he spoke in his end of season press conference talking about the direction in which he wants this team to head. We've seen Sonny Gray get traded away, Wilson Contreras, and the acquisition of Dustin May. How do you feel so far? You know, we're probably about halfway through the offseason, about the job in which Heim Bloom has done, you know, kind of getting this team in the next phase of where they want to go.
Well, here's the painful reality that St. Louis fans have to realize right now. That if you were to keep Sonny Gray and you were to keep Wilson Contreras and Nolan Arenado and maybe JoJo Romero, you would be under 500 next year with no hope because those guys would eventually be leaving and you'd get nothing in return. So next year, you're going to be under 500, but you're going to have hope because you are stockpiling the franchise with prospects. And, you know, Brendan Donovan's going to yield a nice return. We got good value for Wilson Contreras. I think you'll get good value for JoJo Romero. So why not be under 500 with hope as opposed to being under 500 with no hope for the future?
Frank, always great catching up with you. Have a very happy new year, my friend.
Okay, guys, take care. Thank you so much.
That is Frank Cusumano, KSDK Sports Director. When we come back, we'll be talking with Brad Young. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery.
Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.